It's Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. To cloud or not to cloud? That's apparently a question for AI and ML. U.S. courts say no to AI patents, and Microsoft's Office expiration dates clarified. This is the Business of Tech. I do love conflicting data. A survey of 452 IT and security professionals conducted by the Cloud Service Alliance finds that more than a quarter of organizations, at 27%, are already using confidential computing platforms to better protect data, with another 55% planning to follow suit in the next 2 years. The survey also finds that more than two-thirds of respondents report that their organization already hosts sensitive data in the cloud. However, less than a third, 31%, were not confident or only slightly confident about their ability to protect sensitive data in a cloud environment. In comparison, another 44% said they were only moderately confident. Meanwhile, Protocol is highlighting AI and machine learning. It's moving away from the cloud and how these companies are spending less and getting more performance. Companies shifting compute and data to their physical servers located inside owned or leased co-located data centers tend to be on the cutting edge of AI or deep learning use, Thomas Robertson said. They're now saying, maybe I need to have a strategy where I can burst to the cloud for appropriate stuff. I can do maybe some initial research, but I can also attach an on-prem workload. Another big reason highlighted? Bandwidth. Why do we care? If you ever wonder why I talk about bandwidth a lot, well, there it is. At first glance, the cloud data seems messy, right? Things go in the cloud, but things are coming out of the cloud. Confusing, except it really isn't. The right tool for the right job. The cloud security issue is a red herring because those cloud providers are long since capable. And if there is any issue, it's generally user error, particularly in configuration. The AI ML angle is the exact use case for IT services. There are many variables and workloads, and while I tend to default to the cloud, I'll leave space for doing IT right. If you don't have enough bandwidth, on-prem makes sense. Analyze the need, and assign things to the right design. Or move. There's that too. This one feels important. A U.S. Federal Circuit Court has confirmed that AI systems cannot patent inventions because they are not human beings. The ruling confirms the U.S. AI patent law's status quo and shores up what is slowly consolidating as an international legal opinion. The EU's Patent Office and the Australian High Court have made similar rulings in recent years. And also in news from the government, NIST has published a draft update to its Healthcare Cybersecurity Guide, Special Publication 800-66R1, quoting from Mondac. The document's main body contains significantly expanded risk assessment and management guidance. The appendices have been largely reworked and feature extensive resources to aid in performing risk assessments, especially about threat modeling. Perhaps the most useful new feature in the revised draft is Appendix F, HIPAA Security Rule Resources, containing more than 10 pages of categorized and summarized links to other resources in 17 different categories. The revamped Appendix F essentially offers a guided tour of an extensive library of healthcare cybersecurity resources. And in the news we've been tracking, the EU is opening an office in Silicon Valley to help tech firms understand how the new rules apply to them. Why do we care? Oh, Europe. What good diplomacy to come over and help tech obey the law. The Europeans are on their game. Tactically, NIST's releases are of note for healthcare IT specifically and likely broadly for any IT services company. Get downloading. The U.S. court ruling continues the trend. At least we can't auto-generate patents. Bit of sanity in my mind. Tactical, yet quite relevant. Despite the earlier sense they would, Microsoft will not be blocking Office 2016 and Office 2019 customers from connecting to Microsoft 365 backend services after October 2023. As the details from ZDNet outline, Office 2016 and 19 will continue to work with Microsoft 365, Office 365 backend services, at least until those Office editions are out of support, which means October 2025. They just might or might not work well, especially starting next year, so it's a use at your own risk situation. Why do we care? It's blocking and tackling, but managing all of the support dates is still a thing, so I mention it. Or just go SaaS. Sure does simplify things. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today is National Lazy Day. I'm not sure I'm doing that one right. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.